Introduction. One day when Curtis had to change a wheel on the car, I helped him as year. If you're an idiot, he said angrily. How do you know how to do that? Maybe I'm an idiot, I said. But I'm not stupid, I was born an idiot. But I'm cleverer than most people think. We quickly realize this is true in this wonderfully warm and funny story about Forrest Gump, a good-hearted young man from Alabama in the USA. He wins a medal for being very brave in the Vietnam War and meets the President of the United States of America. He becomes a footballer, a film star, a businessman, and he goes into space. And his best friend is an ape called Sue. Forrest Gump is now a film with Tom Hanks and Sally Field in it. Tom Hanks won an Oscar for the film in 1994. In its first 18 days, the film of Forrest Gump took $100 million in American cinemas, more than any other film that Paramount Pictures has made before. Forrest Gump is an unusual man who does a lot of unusual things. Millions of ordinary Americans liked the film this year. They felt Forrest Gump's story was also partly a story about themselves and about America from the 1960s to today. Forrest Gump lived the American dream. It doesn't matter if you are rich or poor. You can be anything you want to be. Winston Groom's other books are better times than these, about the war in Vietnam and A Summer's Die. He lives for some of the time in New York City and for the rest of the time in Clear Point, Alabama.